Hello, this is your host of ADHD Focus, Dr. David Pomeroy, and I'm excited to have you here again with a very different topic than we've been discussing, but definitely an important one to all parents and students or anybody who knows them or is affected by what they're going through, trying to weed through all the different apps to get their homework done and in. My guest today is Brent Newton, who is the co-founder and CEO of My Owl. And it's a way to coordinate all the various apps and things that are used in schools by teachers, by kids to work through their school year. So Brent, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
So what was the, the trigger or the stimulus for coming up with this? Or maybe describe what it is first and then.
Sure. Yeah, sure. So thank you for having me. It actually came about as a need to solve a personal problem. I have three kids, and at the time we created My Owl, one was in high school, one was in middle school, one was in elementary school. And my oldest was diagnosed with ADHD when she was in elementary school. And so we've gone through all of the trials and tribulations of 504 plans and, you know, trying to figure out about, well, maybe we should have a whiteboard on the wall to help explain what our homework assignments are, or, you know, going through all the missing assignment dilemmas and all that. And so what we did was we created a platform that is designed to do a couple things. One is to improve the grades of students. One is to eliminate homework battles that we're all very familiar with. By creating a single sign-on solution that aggregates all of a student's homework assignments into one easy-to-use centralized dashboard. And so in the process of doing this, we looked around to see if anybody else had something similar. And there are some apps out there that have a homework list, for example, but it's very complicated to use. If a teacher doesn't put in a due date, it doesn't show up. If the teacher enters something incorrectly, then it won't show up. And then you're lost, right? We use a Parent View, Student View application here. And what it will show is the conversations that I think a lot of your listeners may be familiar with is where, you know, you go and you look at your student's grade and you see the grade is pretty low and say, well, what's going on here? Why is your grade so low? And you go and you dig into it a little bit and you see there's 15 missing assignments. Why are these missing? They're not missing. I turned them in. No, it says missing, you know, back and forth.
Yeah,
Yeah, and it's endless. And so what we've done is the way we've created it is that when you go in and you submit your app, your homework assignment, it kicks back and shows pending. And they, as a parent, I could never be a teacher. I don't know how they do it. They are superheroes. For them to be able to, I can barely manage my three. For them to manage 30 kids in a classroom or 20 kids in a classroom is beyond comprehension for me. So I don't care when you grade it, but as long as I know that it's been turned in and you'll get to it whenever you get to it, that takes away that homework battle side of it. So that was why we created it, was try to help help my kids. And then in the process, we canvassed a bunch of different parents, asking them what their number one frustration was with homework.
Boy,
and this
absolutely.
Was always the answer.
Yes, yes.
So,
and I see that in so many of my patients, whether it's a parent and they're talking about their child or seeing the child and parent together. And particularly when COVID came along, and okay, everything's going to be virtual in school, it was a mess. Parents had to be as much the tech manager to figure out how to do all this, as well as making sure there were enough laptops and where they charged, et cetera. Yeah. But then sorting through where do you find your assignment? Where do you turn in your assignment? Much less, what do you have to do to be able to see the teacher in this class or that class? And one mom said, I think her son had 47 different ways to communicate with teachers. between email and the chat thing on whatever program, and different teachers use different programs. And I'm sitting here in Tech Central. Microsoft is across the valley. Google is down the road. Amazon, Expedia, Facebook. I figured there had to be someone, had to be a principal in a school to say, you know, let's just get everybody on the same page. We'll use Microsoft Teams, for instance. Someone at Microsoft can come in and help people learn it or be there for support. Same thing with Google Docs or any of those. And I never heard of it happening. I couldn't figure out why.
Well, hopefully no one listening in on your podcast is from any of those places and is going to turn around and go create something.
So,
let me quiz you for a second, since you said 47 different mm-hmm. ways to communicate. If you had to guess, and we can make a multiple choice or not, if you had to guess, how many digital tools, applications would you say a student uses every academic year, on average?
In an academic year, probably 40.
That's actually higher than most people, because I ask this question all the time. And the average number is actually 143.
143.
And there's a school district we've worked with that uses 397. So, I mean, think about that. So you were talking about, you know, your families and some of the struggles that they've had. I live that. I mean, if I lived where you are, I'd probably be coming to see you for my daughter. So I completely understand. And that a situation like that is an executive functioning nightmare for people
absolutely.
Who don't have ADHD. But if you do, my goodness, that's talk about overwhelming. Yeah. That's absurd.
And you've got that anxiety of, am I going to do the right thing? And then there's some glitch in the program and you have to reload it or whatever. Yep. And oftentimes it's not only a student who has ADHD, but one or both of their parents do, whether they know it or not. And so and if parent is trying in COVID, trying to do their work plus be at tech support and general homework support, whatever. And it's crazy. And even now without virtual classrooms so much, there are, this class got taped. And so you can watch it later. You can pull it up later. And it's still go to this place to get your homework and to see it and go to this one to turn it in.
Yeah.
And go to a different one to find your grades or status or whatever.
That's right. So testing it. So interesting little side note. I must refer to myself as co-founder because my other co-founder is my 12-year-old daughter, and she would absolutely kill me if I didn't say that she was the co-founder.
Oh,
and she is a superstar. I'm her dad, so of course I'm biased and proud. But she goes out and pitches the idea to principals and superintendents and school board members and everything, and it's really fun to watch her go. But when we first started doing this, I had her. So walk me through finding an assignment for you. Show me what it takes. And she had to log into two different places and click 9 times just to find one assignment. And that's just, you know, as young as she is, the intensity of homework isn't there yet. When she gets to high school, you know, you can imagine how much harder it's going to be. Your assignments are more detailed, are going to take you longer to do, and you have to spend all this time getting into the application. There's a gentleman, a founder of an ed tech company out in San Francisco, who is often quoted as saying that it takes kids 20% of their time just to log into daily apps. So imagine you come to your office and we're going to take 20% of your productivity and just throw it right out the window because that's what you need to use. That's the time you need to use to log into the tools you need to do your job.
Yeah, or it comes out of my personal time. And the same thing for
that's right.
It's great, you're doing your homework, but now you're trying to just go out and play with other kids or ride your bike or
live your life,
a little league or soccer. And there's more time crunch.
Yeah, it's tough.
So What does it look like? Maybe you can share your screen, and we'll talk through what people are seeing, those who are just listening.
All right, let's see.
And this podcast does stream on Roku and Fire Stick on the Experts and Authors TV channel. That's expertsandauthors.tv, as well as on YouTube and on any of your favorite podcast stations. Okay, so we're looking at the MyOwl login.
Right. So this is a website that students will log into. And the first time that they come in, they'll need to do a little bit of background work because it is a single sign-on solution. And what that means is that we will go in, we'll take the student's email address, we'll compare it to the school's database, and it will automatically log the student into whatever apps they're already logged into through the school. And any other apps that they use that are not automatically logged into, they'll have to manually go in one time and log into there. And then we will be able to take that login and they can then go to their student dashboard. This is where they would come every day once they're logged in. And this would have all of their apps. So what you see here is the student dashboard. And there are two different tabs here. It's going to list we tried to keep this as simple as possible. The date that it's due, details about the assignment itself, what class it's for, and then over here are the apps where these assignments are housed. And so go ahead.
Excuse me for interrupting.
Yeah.
This information comes from what's already in one of the apps or programs at school.
So what we do in order for this to work, what we have to do is we have to integrate with the school's system as well as all of the different apps that they use. Mm-hmm. And once we're integrated and have created those pipelines with each of those entities, then we will just scrape that data and put it right into here. So the benefit, I saw you raise your eyes. It is a tough task to get us there. It's a lot of legwork to get us to that point. But once we get there, then we'll be fine. It is something that does require a bit of work on our end. The nice thing is for the teachers is that it doesn't require any additional work on their part.
Wow,
because
great.
What they do is they're just going to use the apps that they already use. They're going to enter their assignments just like they do right now, enter their grades just like they do right now, and everything will automatically load into MyOwl. There's nothing special that they need to do.
That's great. I have some teachers who are, I see as parents or as patients, and I know they're jumping up and down if they are listening right now. That is huge.
We ask a lot of them.
Take away anxiety for teachers as well.
Well, our thinking is that there will be a teacher dashboard in a future version where the teachers will be able to take each of these individual assignments and see how everybody is doing on their class. And if they want to send them, a high five or a kudos or like a sticker or something because they're happy about it, they can do that. Or they can go to them and say, hey, I see you haven't started yet. Is there anything I can do to help you? So that sort of tool will be there for them. But again, it doesn't require anything on their part. So we're excited about that part of it.
Yeah.
Do please jump in at any point. But once we've integrated with these different companies, then it's a matter of going in here and you just click on the logo and it takes you right to the assignment. It opens up in a new window, so you don't have to, you can always go back to your dashboard and see it. But you just click on the different assignments and it keeps opening these things up and you're good to go. Now, the way that it'll work is that, you've now gone out to Quizlet to do your assignment. And when you finish your assignment and you click submit, there are a few things that happen on the dashboard here. First of all, the assignment will be removed from the upcoming assignments list and shifted over to recently submitted. And here, once it's listed here, the grade will say pending because obviously you just submitted it. There's no way the teacher's graded it. So it will say pending. Here's where, at least in our house, is where the most homework battles happened, right? that whole missing assignment thing. Why is it missing? Well, it won't be that way anymore because it'll say pending. The teacher will get a chance to grade it when they get a chance to grade it. I you know, you and I have talked about this. Teachers should all wear capes because they're superheroes and I don't know how they do what they do, but I don't imagine all the calls and emails they won't have to take anymore about missing assignments. Because it says pending. And as soon as they input a grade into the system, it will change, the grade will change from pending to whatever that grade is. So that's number one. That's the first thing that happens. Uh-huh. It gets shifted over here. The other part of it is this daily progress thermometer will go up. So say you have two assignments for the day, all of a sudden your daily progress thermometer is going to go up to 50%. If you're done for the day, it'll go up to 100%, right? And I'll explain to you in a second why that's going to be super helpful to parents. The third part of it is that, and I have mixed feelings about this, but I'm excited about it, but we gamified homework. And so what I mean by that is we give points to the student for turning in their homework assignment. Now, I have a 16-year-old son who is all over Xbox, and there's no way I'm going to get him to come home one day and say, you know what, Dad, I think I'd rather do my homework than play Xbox. That's not happening. Yeah. But if we can motivate them at all, to help them get those homework assignments turned in, then everybody wins. And the way that it's set up currently is you get points and you can trade those points in for things that will personalize your dashboard. Right. So when I showed this dashboard to my kids, they thought it looked boring. Like, oh, it's so boring. There's just so much white space everywhere. And as an adult, I'm thinking it's clean. It's easy to see. But you know what? This is not my dashboard. This is your dashboard. If you want to put, you know, stickers and emojis and avatars all over it, then go for it. Wallpaper, do whatever you want.
Great.
And we'll give you those in here to do that. Ultimately, what we want to do is we want to create an online mall, basically, where stores and restaurants and sports teams and colleges and all these different groups will come and give $5 gift cards for X number of points, right? Nobody spends $5 at American Outfit, you know, American Eagle Outfitters, so they're going to get more than $5 anyway. They get to say that they're helping further the education of today's youth, and the kids get excited about it.
And particularly with ADHD, if you get some excitement, you get that little bit of a dopamine hit, and great, you see something. Hey, I'm up on the scale. I'm now at 50%, or I've got it all done. That itself is a boost. And then, hey, and I got some points. Oh, I can put this avatar, or I can put whatever. And this is now my page.
That's right.
That's great.
It becomes theirs. So then the part about this progress gauge that I mentioned to you in parents is that as a parent, what you're going to do is you're going to log in on your phone. And what you're going to, the first thing you're going to see is your student's name and that daily progress thermometer. And if you, like in my case, I have three kids, so I'll see all three of them. And if it shows me 100% on all three of them, then I can go to the next thing on that, you know, 1000 item list I need to do before, you know, the end of the day. Take them to baseball practice, take them to soccer practice, get food on the table, you know, all that kind of stuff. If one of them is showing they're not done yet, then I can say, hey, do you need any help with anything? I can click on their name and it will take me to here. I will see their dashboard. A lot of parent apps out there don't do that. They're confusing to use. Parents don't use them because how confusing they are. And now you get to see exactly what they see. You can help them wherever they need it. It's going to be a huge boost for parents. It's going to be a big help to us.
So I wanted to circle back to one thing you said, just to make sure I heard it correctly.
Yeah.
You have three kids, so when you log into your side of it, you see that progress bar for all three of them.
That's right.
You don't have to click separate places. Wow.
That's right. And I can, while we're talking, I can show you what that looks like. So what they'll do as a parent is you'll go in and it's going to ask you, we didn't show this to you, but if you go in and you enter in when you first log in, they'll give you a code as a parent. So this is what I would do is I would then see, if I were on a laptop, this is what I would see here, but on a mobile phone, I'm just going to see this. The calendar will be, you know, just scroll down to see the calendar. But here I'm going to go to Lucas and Emily and say, hey, what's happening? Haven't started yet.
Yeah.
And you can, like I said, you can just click on there and it takes you right to their dashboard.
Now that just makes it, easy. The one stop. Instead of the parent having or student having to coordinate all the apps, My Owl has done that and they can see it all in one place.
That's right.
One login. Boy, that's great.
Yeah. We have a video that kind of, it's a guided tour of the platform. If any of your listeners or viewers want to take a look, it's on our website. It's getmyowl.com. And it's the first thing you see, you just click on it. There's a YouTube video. And it kind of walks them through the whole process.
And I'll let listeners know, when I went looking for My Owl and I put in just My Owl as the search, the top result was Getting My Owl or Get My Owl, and then there were other various programs and things named My Owl, but you want Get My Owl, and that will take you to the homepage, and the video is the lead thing right on there.
Yeah, I think there's a lawn service in England, so don't go there.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't help much with assignments.
No.
So at what stage are you now? Have you been able to do, I guess, test runs or ones actually having a school or school district use it yet?
So, great question. We have built the application itself, and that part of it is ready to go. The next two steps are to build those integrations that we talked about. And those are, you know, we're not going to be able to integrate with 397 different apps, by the end of the day. But if what we can do is get to be integrated with sort of the 20 to 40 most used apps, that'll be a really good start for us. And we have a great lead that is going to get us integrated with the top 20 apps that are out there. And we're hoping that that'll be completed in place in 4 to 6 weeks time. And at that point, in about 4 to 6 weeks, we'll be ready to pilot with a school. So we're looking for two or three schools or school districts who would be willing to pilot for us, at no cost, but just in we'd look for that feedback that they would give us through a beta test, and starting in the fall of 2024, so August or September, depending on where those schools are. So we are actively looking for people interested in helping us out there.
And as I was thinking about that, the couple other times we talked and exchanged emails, that even a quick survey using SurveyMonkey or one of those easy to use things, asking 5 or 8 questions for students, for teachers, for parents, things like how easy is it, 1 to 10, if someone scores 10, either they're being facetious or they're really good with a lot of different apps. And so you get a kind of a picture before you're using all that, and then afterwards. The other thing that strikes me, and particularly, and this would be harder to measure, but something I've certainly seen articles about, is the degree of significant anxiety and depression that in itself then interferes with their kid's life. Not just school and they're anxious about everything, but that spreads over to everything they're doing. And the same with just feeling down. Why bother? I'm never going to be able to keep up with this. And that's magnified for kids with ADHD. Because they're trying, as they usually do right from the start with school, they're trying as hard as they can. They don't wake up thinking, boy, how can I mess up today?
Right.
How can I get someone to be down on me. They can try. And I'm sure if I had 143 apps to figure out, I'd say I'm heading outside. Heck with this stuff.
Well, that's right. That's right. Well, that's what we found out. That feeling of being overwhelmed, especially when you have ADHD, is the easiest thing to do is just to walk away. Like, mm-hmm. this is too much for me to do. I'm just going to go, do something fun. I live in the DC area, and it's pretty competitive. I mean, it's competitive everywhere for colleges, right? Mm. But you see a lot, like having a kid in high school, you see all these kids, other students, and it used to be a college application was pretty straightforward, but now you have to, have won a Nobel Peace Prize and that kind of thing. And that extra pressure, especially for kids with ADHD, is just, again, it's overwhelming. It's just kind of sort of the key word.
And I can see that the, one of the next iterations of this is, okay, write your college app and we'll integrate with all the different colleges.
That's right.
And make sure that you put these things in and it will go out to, of course, all the things you'd have to enter be huge, because I know there's the Common App and you put things in that, then
yeah,
most colleges have another couple of questions. Okay, Brent, well, boy, this is great to know. All the innovation and work that's done in it. I think your tech guys are superstars also, if they can put all this together.
They are remarkable people. I could not be happier that we have partnered up with them. They are doing an excellent job. And if you go and you look at the website, you'll see. I would, if you don't mind, if any of your listeners, or you even for that matter, go to the website and watch the video, there's a link in the description of the video asking you to go and sign up on the waiting list for the application. Yeah, it's there. This is not, I'm one of those people who my email inbox gets flooded. And so I'm very cognizant of spamming. Mm-hmm. And this is not a spam thing. This is not, we're not looking to sell anybody's information. What we're doing is we're looking for people who are interested in this to express sure. that interest, so that we can then turn around and go to schools and say, hey, 50% of the people in your eighth grade really would like for this to be something. So I would encourage everybody to go in and sign up and see if we can't get it into your district as soon as possible.
It's kind of a voting, so that you can get enough people that then can convince the school district folks. Well, Brando, it's great to have you on the program and explaining how MyOwl works. My guest today is Brent Newton, the CEO and co-founder, along with his 12-year-old daughter, of MyOwl at getmyowl.com, which is a program that integrates all of the various apps and programs the school uses for finding, turning in assignments, and I think a great bonus, a couple of them. One is, teacher doesn't have to do anything different than what they're already doing, because MyOwl integrates all those apps and puts the information into a dashboard that students can see, and parents can also log in and see. And they only have one login for the family, so they can see the progress of all of their kids. There's good incentives built in there. I think it's just a great idea. Time has more than come, but catching up, and better late than never. There's still good things that can be done with it.
Well, so thanks for having me, David. Yeah, I'm going to put you in charge of marketing. That was well done.
Oh, great. I could do that along with 17. Could I have an app to integrate all this stuff?
There you go. There you go. Well, I appreciate you having me on, David.
And thank you all, my listeners and viewers, for joining us on ADHD Focus. Look forward to giving you some more information next time.